listening to Don Wade and Roma. Today at 2, it's the Rokan Show.
On the Big 89 WLS, where Chicago comes to talk.
622, Paul Harris filling in for Don Wade and Roma. As a person who has recently spent some time inside the belly of the American healthcare system, unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that I'm so happy that I've got health insurance, because otherwise I don't know how we'd afford this. Frankly, I don't know how anyone without insurance can afford getting by year to year without getting any kind of decent health care in this country. It's been a huge issue that needs to be fixed, and both the Democrats and Republicans are offering competing plans now, and the guy who has essentially written most of the House Republicans' health care plan is my next guest. He's Congressman Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan, who's the ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee. Congressman, welcome to the Big 89 WLS.
Hey, Paul. It's great to be on the show.
Nice to have you here. The Obama plan is said to cost somewhere close to $1 trillion. What's the Republican price tag?
Well, what we did yesterday was release a summary, and of course, in the way they score bills out here, the Democrats get their bill scored first. So we're in line to get our scored. We'll be releasing our numbers as soon as we get them. But we think it's important to have an approach where the solution doesn't cost more than the problem, and a cost certainly more than the GDP of most countries. So we've got a common sense reform bill that will really help increase people's access, bring the cost down, and make healthcare more available.
Are you going to use tax breaks and offsets to make private coverage more affordable?
We will. We'll use some of those. That's part of it. I think first, to get the costs out, you need to really do something on liability reform. You need to really beef up waste, fraud, and abuse. But we would also have premium support for people of low and modest income, or those folks who are of low and modest income and at or near retirement, probably above age 55. So they have some help to be able to buy their insurance and pay their premiums.
But when we go back to the idea of tax breaks, a lot of people who don't have insurance are already paying very little in federal income taxes. What is a tax break going to do for them for something that they barely are affording right now?
Well, this would be a refundable tax credit that would then give them the ability to have the dollars to pay the premium. And it would go directly to the insurance company so that they would get a premium paid for that way. They would get help with it, not completely paid for, but they'd get help with that premium. But also we need a strong wellness plan. I mean, part of what we got to do is bring the cost down. And we know that if we can increase the wellness programs that are currently in law but expand those, people can get rewarded and get incentives for healthy lifestyles, and their premiums go down.
Well, I wish that were true, but I know a lot of Americans, and frankly, they only think of their health when they get sick and when they get really sick. Most Americans think they're never going to go through any kind of catastrophic health problem. And wellness, while a great goal and something that should be part of every person's plan as they go through day-to-day life, just isn't there. How are you going to get people to change that habit?
Yeah, well, that's why that's just a part of it. You really got to look at this in a comprehensive way. But let me just say there are employers who have refunded premiums based on specific criteria like stopping smoking and other things, where people actually have gotten money back from the premiums they've paid. There are a number of private sector companies, because this has been in law since 1996. What we do is double their ability to refund that cash. So yes, there is money back, but yeah, you're right. It's a multi-front approach here to healthcare. You just can't land on one thing.
Talking with Congressman Dave Camp of the House Ways and Means Committee here in the Big 89 WLS. There's a group of, I guess you'd call it a bipartisan group, because it has Bob Dole and Tom Daschle in it, and Jim Baker, too. They want to require every American to carry health care coverage, force everybody to have to buy insurance, which is the plan that I think has been in effect fairly successfully in Massachusetts for a few years. Are you opposed to that?
Yeah, I think that is not the approach I'd take. Just so you know, that employer mandates or business mandates, we have estimates that could cost millions of jobs, because what employers would do is then lay people off in order to meet the cost of that mandate. I think we have some other ideas that actually would bring costs down and make healthcare more available without doing that. I think we should incentivize people to get insurance. We should try to help them with those at low income levels with the ability to purchase insurance. For example, there's 10 million people who qualify for Medicaid and SCHIP and don't sign up. We think we could use some approaches to get them on the programs they qualify for and get them the coverage they deserve so they don't show up in an emergency room, which is the most expensive way to get health care delivered.
But in your plan, we would essentially still have government subsidizing health care.
Well, you would have that in the sense that, yes, Medicaid and Medicare are going to continue. But what we would do is really beef up the waste, fraud, and abuse oversight of those, which doesn't happen now. We know there's a lot of duplication in healthcare in general. We know there's a lot of fraud in the government programs, billions and billions of dollars every year. So we would address those. But, yes, those government programs for those at retirement and those of really low income are going to continue.
Congressman, tell me something that's in the Obama plan that you absolutely would not vote for.
Well, I think the government plan. I think a government plan that would actually drive people out of private insurance is not the approach we need to take. Look, we've had success with Medicare Part D, and this is a prescription drug benefit for seniors. It's come in at much lower cost than expected. Now seniors don't have to choose between food and their medicines. And that is more the model we'd like to see for healthcare reform, rather than putting everybody into a government plan, which means then almost 120 million people would leave private insurance and migrate toward the government plan, and then it would fall under its own weight because there are not enough tax dollars to be able to sustain that kind of program.
Aren't you and all the rest of Congress and all of your staffs, aren't you on a government plan?
We are, and it's a very costly plan.
So why not push you off into private insurance?
I think that would be a very good approach to take, and I would be very much for that.
All right, last question for you. What about the idea of raising money to fix health care in this country by taxing health benefits at work?
Look, what we have to do is try to bring costs down in health care, and by taxing benefits means fewer employers are going to be able to offer it. They're gonna drop the coverage, and fewer employees are going to be able to make the copay to participate as well. And so that, I think, would have the reverse effect and actually have more people without insurance. And what we're trying to do is have more people have insurance.
Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan, the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee and one of the authors of the House Republicans' health care plan. Thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, Paul.